Volkswagen appears to have an information surface that really isn't big enough for a modern company or our economy of today. What's going on in Germany that has you concerned, Francis?
This is a fascinating story. It affects every company in the world. It's all about monetizing and inflating your information surface and eliminating cash wait states in the bargain. That's the scale engine of the modern company. On future-creators.com, we've got so many case studies and so many tutorials on how to do this. The problem for Volkswagen is that they are not paying attention. For a company like Volkswagen, and indeed quite a few European companies, protecting their home market is absolutely the top priority. That's where you try to push for the most jobs. It's where you try to, get the most people working for you and make sure their standard of living is good. And traditionally, anything outside the home country is kind of a secondary effort. So the home country is sacred, if you like. Well, all of a sudden, Volkswagen has had to announce the last day or so that it is shutting three German plants. Now, this is the first plant closure in Volkswagen's 87-year history. First plant closure in Germany. It's never been done before. Not only that, they are going to fire tens of thousands of employees. They employ 300,000 now, but tens of thousands of those people will be unemployed. And they're cutting wages by 10%. Wow, in Germany, they're going to cut wages 10%. So the faith of Germany and the German people in Volkswagen will have been broken. And that is just a staggering event. Now, the problem is, exactly as you introduced this podcast, it doesn't have Apple's direct sales model. The key here is study Apple. Apple, as we all know, has a stupefyingly large and growing information surface. My favorite example, and we've talked about this many times on the podcast, when you walk into that Apple store and you buy a product, and the person who's helping you swipes your credit card and asks you if you'd like a receipt now or an email, you think you're being asked for a receipt. No, that's not what's happening. What's happening is that the entire global supply chain for Apple is that second lit up through Apple's ERP, single instance global ERP, to move back into that store a product that will replace the one you just bought. The result is inventory days of about four, maybe six. That's it. Now, Volkswagen, like all the other car companies except Tesla, interestingly, relies on an indirect sales model through dealers. So there's this huge barrier between the customers and Volkswagen. What happens then is that Volkswagen's information surface is tiny. It's not seeing its customers, let alone in real time. And the amount of information lost as it slowly creeps through from customers to dealers to Volkswagen is humongous. So this is an absolute disaster, and it accounts for all kinds of mistakes that Volkswagen has been making, especially in EW introduction, where they've had all kinds of problems. Well, okay, electric vehicles, you would think that's just about introducing electric vehicles. No, it's not. It's about introducing an app platform on wheels. That's what it's about doing. And if you're not structured like Apple, the way Tesla is, you're going to miss the market. You're going to miss timing, features, everything. It's a massive problem. And guess who's paying? Right now, the workers in Germany are paying a staggering price, an unnecessarily staggering price.
Yeah, with these tens of thousands of layoffs and the factories closing, what's next here for VW? Obviously, being in the car retail market, they're bound to the rules and regulations here in America and other places. But what could be the next shoe to drop with VW?
I honestly see no way out of this. Tesla had a huge fight in with Chris Christie, then the governor of New Jersey, when Christie refused to allow, under pressure from franchises, car franchises, car dealer franchises, under huge pressure from them to prevent Tesla from selling directly. Amazingly, the voters pushed back hard and fast, and Christie had to back down. But even in New York State, Tesla's only allowed four outlets. Now, with that kind of political pressure and the power of the dealer network in terms of getting out the votes locally, it's going to be very difficult for Volkswagen. It should have started this a good 20 years ago, and it should be way advanced now. Everything should have been going ahead. Okay, what's going to happen? I think you can expect to see probably breakup. And if not breakup, some kind of bankruptcy at some point, because there's no future in a 19th century business model in the 21st century. There just isn't. And we're approaching mid-century. It's not like we're, 25 years ago. We're way out now. And folks just isn't there. So this is a crisis. It's a monster problem. And expect the same problem at Toyota. Expect the same problem at Nissan, Honda, Mercedes, Volvo, on and on.
Speaking of things that should be much more advanced, in our next episode, we'll look at really what 5G has become and why it's really just a 4G makeover. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.